Among the themes of this year's World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, slowing growth, trade wars, and a host of other shocks that are likely to shape economies, companies, and markets this year. Bloomberg's Jack Farchi joins me from London. Jack, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
From a commodity perspective, what is the biggest message to come out of the forum this year?
I think it's been the focus on the slowing global economy. Clearly coming into Davos, people have been talking about slowing global growth. The IMF, at the beginning of the week, downgraded its forecast yet again for the global economy for this year. And the message coming from CEOs across the spectrum has been, yes, the global economy is slowing. I think that there's also been the message that actually we don't see the economy falling off a cliff. It's slowing, but not collapsing. From a commodity point of view, though, I think the key question, as usual, is China. And there, the question and the discussion that we've been hearing coming out of Davos is really around, will there be a stimulus? And if there will be a stimulus, when is it going to come and how big is it going to be? Because in the past, we've seen, you know, the key example is 2008-09. The Chinese government stimulating the economy can have a really important impact on commodity prices. And if the Chinese government responds to slowing growth with a stimulus, that could trigger a rebound in commodity prices.
So dialing down a little bit and looking specifically at energy, a lot of commentary from our reporters on that this year, more expectations for a balanced market. The head of the International Energy Agency highlighted some uncertainties, though. Here's what Fatih Birol said about the commitment of non-Saudi OPEC members to production cuts.
It is really difficult to guess what they will do first, and if they do something, whether or not how it is effective for the markets.
So we've got the whole sort of OPEC uncertainty, non-members uncertainty as well. Now also heightened tensions with Venezuela after U.S. President Trump backed Guaido, not Maduro. What does that mean for oil?
Well, really, it adds more uncertainty. In the short term, it could be quite bullish. The White House has been talking about considering oil sanctions on Venezuela, potentially shutting off flows of Venezuelan oil to the U.S., which would be quite significant because Venezuela is the third largest source of imported oil for the U.S. Really, it just adds another uncertainty to an oil market that is already balanced between, as you heard Fatih Birol saying, the uncertainties of how much will shale oil in the U.S. grow this year versus global economic slowdown versus OPEC's action to try and rebalance the market. I think the message we've heard from oil traders, and we've had interviews with the head of oil at Glencore, with the CEO of Mercuria, some of the world's biggest oil traders, has been cautiously optimistic on the outlook for the oil price, betting on OPEC to be able to maybe not trigger a massive rally in the oil price, but at least rebalance the market.
It was interesting, actually, that Trump didn't attend Davos, given everything that was on the agenda. Obviously, there was a lot of discussion about the trade war, tariffs, and also climate change.
That's right. I think I was just talking to our reporter, our energy correspondent, Javier Blas, who's been at Davos and covering it for us on the natural resources side. And he said that one of the things that was most striking is the amount of focus this year on the environment and on climate change. We saw John Hess, the CEO of Hess Corp, really talking in quite striking terms about climate change, saying climate change is real and we need policies to deal with it. That's the real challenge. And I think, you know, to hear an oil company CEO talking in those terms is something that we haven't really heard before. And clearly there's a recognition among the Davos elite and among the bosses of the natural resources industry that they need a better approach to climate change in the coming years.
Jack, thank you very much. That's what we're watching this week in commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bocove.